Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice.
Morena Rachel.
How are you?
I'm perfect. As you know, I'm always perfect. And today, in this moment, I'm exceptionally perfect, but only because I'm in the grace and presence of yourself and Zoe.
Oh, so. That is the nicest way start the day. Thanks, Alice. We did just have an off-air chat about wholesome Halloween costumes. I saw you in your flat, all dressed as your flat cat, which was extremely sweet.
Yes, Jelly Bean. She's a little skitsy little Burmese. And we decided over one, as you know, you get a loopy lockdown conversation that why don't we all dress as Jelly Bean? I'm sure it was probably attached to the idea of Halloween, but maybe it was just a singular concept that we thought would be quite funny. So yes, we ordered grey male tracksuits from the warehouse en masse and really, we actually all did the ears and everything. I sort of was saying, God, we look like kind of like a polyamorous household with all our cat ears. They're like, oh my God, haha, cute. It was very silly, but I'm grateful for silly moments like this.
Yes.
They make the world go round.
You need a bit of that, absolutely. You could also, you know, now if you ever need to stage a last minute adaptation of Cats, you've got the outfits ready to go. You're already in character. It's all going to be easy as.
Do you know, I actually love the musical Cats, and I love it so much that I haven't watched the recent kind of furry version of it, the live-action version, or whatever it is. I have a secret spot for Triple Threats, I think, and people who are very flexible. So,
well, Cats does encompass that.
If you want to woo me, just impress me with your inside knowledge of Andrew Lloyd Webber and Cats.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, we're here to talk about comedy this morning. What is happening in the world of comedy in Aotearoa?
Wow, it's very exciting. It's a very exciting time. So over the weekend was the Billy T nominee showcase. So the Billy T Awards, Billy T Awards, we've talked about it a little bit before because we've had a lot of comedians come in. So this is a pretty prestigious award. It's about recognising emerging talent in New Zealand's comedy in the industry. You've had some absolutely esteemed people who have won the award, Taika, Jermaine Clement, Rose Mustafeo, Justine Smith, like some real big names.
Awesome.
This year, Brint, my lovely friend and flatmate, who is also Jelly Bean's mother, Ridley Stent, took home this year's Billy T Award. So, it's not just like anyone can get it though. You have to apply for it. You have to have already done an hour of, you know, like an hour of comedy, which is bloody hard.
That's
like,
a lot.
Yeah, a full show is very hard. It's probably something you're not going to do in the first few years of your comedy career. And then you get, they do a showcase. I think there were 17 nominees, 17 long list, who did a 6-minute set over Zoom on Saturday.
Such and then
took. Yeah, Two Hearts, which was Laura Daniel and Joey Moore hosted. So there's that bit, and then from there they selected 5 nominees. So the nominees for this year, it's very exciting, is Janae Henry, who you might recognise. She's doing a lot of content for The Spin-Off at the moment. She does great songs, really kind of political, Indigenous queer woman. She's bloody fabulous. Jack Ansett, who's actually been around for a while because he started really young. I remember him from his bloody theatre sports days, like way back in the day in Christchurch. Maria Williams, who of course is another member of the Williams, Guy and Paul Williams clan.
Wow, that is a funny family.
Oh gosh, yes. And she is phenom. She won Best Newcomer this year with Anxiety the Musical. So she's a triple threat. Let's just go there. We also have Abby Howells, who won the Director's Award this year. Abby is a comedian, improviser, actor, writer. She's been in Otapoti and Dunedin, finishing her PhD, I believe, at Otago University. And now she's relocated to Auckland. She did Harlequin this year, which I saw at Comedy Fest, which was fab. And actually, I think I big ups to her hard when I saw it because I was so taken by by her performance. And then finally, Gabby Anderson. Gabby won Raw. She's based in Pōneke in Wellington. She, my understanding is she is a secondary school teacher by day.
Cool.
Very, very, very funny. In fact, she is Chris Parker, who was my other lovely friend and flatmate. Not Jellybean's dad, but Jellybean's uncle, I guess. I think Gabby is Chris's cousin. And so also maybe there's
funny
comedy
family.
Comedy in the blood. And she is, she's just, I remember seeing her when she did like a show at Bats for Young and Hungry, like I want to say over 5 or 6 years ago. So the reason I wanted to shout out to these guys is because all of them have, or most of them have at least, theatre in the blood.
Awesome to see this. I mean, obviously Zoom is a weird format, but we're getting used to having to use it now. But it's still a very cool thing to be able to celebrate these nominations.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's one thing to have to do a 6-minute set in a lineup show. It's another thing to have to do it and film it during a lockdown in front of maybe your flatmates if you're lucky. But I actually think it's worth, you know, although I'm gassing up the nominees, it's really important to acknowledge and total call everyone who was in that showcase, because there were some phenom performances. And given the limitations that we're currently working under, it was really stunning to see everyone just kind of pull out some absolutely great performances.
So what's the next thing that happens from here? We've got these shortlisted nominees. What's the next step in the Billy T process?
Yeah, so they've kind of got between now and Comedy Fest. So Comedy Fest obviously is next April, May. It's around that time anyway. So between now and then, they've got to make their full-length show.
Right.
And in February, we have got the pleasure of seeing them all perform in the Billy T Jams. So Billy T Jams happens every year. It's in February next year. Tickets are on sale already. So
awesome.
I just want to give that a big shout out. The lovely Brinley Stent, who is the reigning champ from this year, will be hosting. Gosh, she's so good. She's so funny. She's so clever. She does sketch. Would you believe she does solo sketch, which is, seems like an impossible task, but she does it live.
I think that's going to be the scariest sounding type of performance to put out there in many ways. It's like, you know what? I'm going to make this extremely hard for myself, and I'm going to do it really, really well.
I know, and she does it with she just does it so effortlessly, and the most wild and strange ideas come to her, and she just makes everyone laugh so much. So yeah, that's in February, and it'll be a chance for you to see a little snippet of each of these comedians. Now, not all of them are based in Auckland, but for the ones that are, you know, it's been a really tough year to be, you know, you often use your spots to test your material, right? Like, it's pretty common for stand-ups to use the audience to test material. So
totally.
For those that haven't been able to test it, it's tough. I would highly recommend checking each of them out, and a lot of them are doing online content too, so you can sort of get a taste for what they're like. But tickets are on sale for Billy T Jams, and I reckon let's just bloody go out and support the Comedy Fest and everything they're doing.
Cut
and
out.
Buy yourself a bloody ticket.
Buy a ticket, support yourself through the ability to laugh, and support those comedians who have been doing some awesome mahi despite everything in the world.
And we love to laugh.
Without being too naff about it, literally what would we have done without being able to laugh in the last year? So, yes, I think that is going to be a good thing to celebrate.
We would be dressing up as our flat cat and prancing around in the musical soundtrack on a Saturday night in lockdown.
Oh, no.
Honestly, that sounds like you're living your best lives, Alice, and I'm glad to hear it.
I am and I will, and I always continue to, so you're right. Check it out. Go online to Comedy Fest. The tickets are live there. I think it's at Rangatira at Q Theatre is where the showcase is happening, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, I could be mistaken. Oh, gosh. I'm going to be fired from the spot. Go online, check it out. Eek. And then obviously, I mean, Comedy Fest is hopefully going to roll out their festival program for next year. So then you'll be able to buy tickets to all of their shows.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you so much for that, Alice. Have a lovely rest of your morning. Give Jellybean the cat a pat from us. And we will talk to you again next week.
Okay, bye, dears. Love yous.
See ya.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.